Today's Mishnah and Masechet Nega'im, Perek
Yud Daled, Mishnah Yud Aleph.
Okay, so what we spoke about until now is the way in which the Metzera becomes Tahar. We talked all about the various Didim of what the Kohanim have to do, where you put the oil, how he puts it in his hand, where you put the Dam, and so on. And we talked about the difference between the chiyuv of the korbanos of a metzora ani and a metzora ashir. And remember that a metzora ashir needs to bring three kvasim, one for the asham, a female for the chatas, one for the eila. Masha ein kein, if he is a metzora who can't afford to bring three sheep to become tahar, so he cannot substitute anything for the asham, because an asham is only with the keves. But for the chatas and the oila, instead of bringing a keves, he can bring, and a kivsa, he can bring two birds. So he can bring shnei b'nei yonah if he wants. But what happens if he becomes an ashir in the middle? So let's say he started bringing his karbonas, and then all of a sudden, he gets a telegram that a rich uncle died, leaving him $100 million. So now, does he have to start bringing the rest of them? What exactly defines his status? So, mitzora shevi karbano ani. So what he did is he brought one of his karbanas while he was an ani, and then before he completed the karbanas, he finds out that he's now an ashir. Or maybe he started off an ashir, and then he found out that the stock market crashed, and he's no longer an ashir. What defines the status, legabe, the remaining korbanos? Hakol holeich achar hachatat. It all depends, says Rabbi Shimon, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. It all depends what he brought when he was bringing his korban chatas. Why? Because the chatas is the korban that will be defined first by his money. In other words, even though he brings his asham first, but an asham is not going to change whether he's rich or poor. And therefore, it is not going to define him as an asher or as an ani, because there's no way to look at that korban asham and say what it's meant to be, what it says about the person. So the first thing that he brings that will define what he is the chatas. The chatas is the first carbon that he brings that is going to be indicative of whether he is rich or poor. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, forget about what his status was when he brought his asham. Let's take a look at where he's holding when he brought his chatas. So if he was an ani when he brought the chatas, then he brings his oila as a chatas. If he was an asher when he brought his chatas, then he's got to bring, as an oila, he's got to bring a keves. So tan is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that does nothing to do with the question of whether the carbon per se is indicative of his financial status. It has to do with the carbon that is going to make him the mitzora who has completed his ikar tahira. And that's the asham. So akol holech achara asham, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he was poor at that point, then he has to bring his other karbanas as it was when he was poor. And he can bring, he doesn't have to, but he can bring even a oila sa'if and a chata sa'if. If he was rich, then even if he became poor, he's got no choice, and he's got to bring his behemoths. Now, what is the halacha if you brought the wrong karbanos? In other words, here we're talking about where you're actually, your status changes. Your bank account changes. How about if your bank account doesn't change, but you went ahead and you tried to save money as an usher by bringing a korban ani, or you were so committed to doing the mitzvah the way it should best be done that you went ahead and you brought the kvasim, even though you were poor, and you could have gotten away with a chatas and oila sa'of. So mitzora ani shevi korban ashir is yotze. The Torah doesn't say you have to bring. It says you can bring. And therefore he would be yotze. But the other way around, an ashir who brought the korban ani, lo yatsa. That would be daik from the psukim. Now, there is a possibility for a very rich person to bring a korban ani, as long as it's not for himself. So let's say that you want to pay for the korban of someone else, Perhaps a father wants to pay for the carbon of his son who was a mitzvah, or you just have a good friend you want to pay for. The halacha is that the carbon is defined by the mitzvah and not by the person who's paying for the carbon. So therefore, a mitzvah ani shevi korban ashir is, I'm sorry, mevi adam ayedei beno, ayedei bito, ayedei avdo, v'shivchato. You can pay for someone who is poor, even if you're rich, a korban ani. And that way you are machilan b'svachim. The reason you would do this is because you want them to be able to eat with you karbanas. So you're bringing shlomim. Oh, Dad, we're not going to be able to eat, you know. All right, so I'll pay for your karban. So you're going to pay for the karban mitzvah as well. But over there, you pay according to the status of your moocher's son. Reb Yehuda Omer, afayadei ishto mevi karban ashir. It's all very nice. You're paying for someone else, but your wife is considered to be ishto kigufo. And over there, you just because your wife doesn't have any money doesn't mean that you can pay for her karban as a karban oni. You're going to have to pay as if it's your own status. So afa yedei ishto mevi karban ashir. And this is true as you are mechayev yourself for all of her karbanas. This is true even for, let's say, the karban yoledes, where over there, if she's poor, she would also be able to bring an ov. But if she's rich, meaning if you're rich, then you're going to need to bring the keves as an oilam. And therefore, you can only get away with the chatas of whichever yoledes brings. Okay, now, here we've got a fascinating case. The case is like this. Two mitzoraim, both of whom were rich, they brought all of their karbonas to the Beis HaMikdash, and the animals got mixed up. So the two kvasim that were there, I should say kvasot, that were there for the korban chatas, got mixed up with each other. And there's no way to know whose is whom. And normally that's not a problem because you simply bring the korbanos l'shem mishem. You don't have to know the person's name. You bring the korban for the person for whom it's brought. Fine. So they brought the first korban, and then the other guy dies. Well, we don't know if he's the other guy or the guy whose carbon was brought. So we got a serious problem here. So nitarvu korbanoteim, and korbano shel echad meim was korav, umet echad meim, then one dies. What's he supposed to do now? He cannot be sure that he was yotze, his carbon with his chatos that we brought, because that might be the person who is now deceased. And he can't go ahead and bring another carbon mitzad asafek because a chatas is it can't be brought as an adava. And therefore, if you're bringing a chatas that you're not chayev, you're bringing chulin la'azara. And that's an iser gomor. So this guy is what? He's going to have to remain a mitzvah for the rest of his life because there's no way for him to ever bring his karbonis. That's horrible. And what's going to happen? So you can't bring a new one, and we can't bring the old one, and the old one has to be left to die because maybe it's a chatas hamesa, and therefore we can't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. This was one of the questions that we had the story of Nigmara when we learned it in Nida, that there were 12 questions that the Anshei Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua. This was one of the questions. It was supposed to be a stumper for Rabbi Yeshua. What do we do? So they asked him what to do. Amar Lehem, he said, there's a very simple etza. The simple etza is he should sign his possessions over. Give it to somebody. Better be somebody that he really trusts and hopes that the guy gives it back to him. So this guy signs over everything he owns to someone. And now he becomes an ani. So therefore, since he's an ani now, so he is able to bring instead birds, right? But birds allows you to bring a chatas, since it's not put on the mizbeach, except for the dam. Remember, we darshan that a chatas ha'ov is ba ala safek. So now we'd be able to bring the chatas, it's not eaten, but it's ba ala safek. And therefore, he can be yotze with the korban ani. And now, even though the keves will have to die because it's a safek, of a chatat hameta, nonetheless, it would still be Yotze in this case. And this brings us to that very special moment of Hadron Halach, Ketzad, and Soliklu Mesechet Negaim.